Well, today we're continuing in our Faith on Film series, but the film that I was getting ready to do turned out they changed the release date and they didn't call me first. So we switched movies to TMNT, which hasn't come out for a few more weeks. But really what I want to talk to you about is a little bit about destiny and a little bit about vision. Now in the movie TMNT, we have the four turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who do we have? Leonardo, Raphael, Michelangelo, and Donatello, all right? And then they have a father who's a mutant rat named Splinter, all right? And they are battling an evil guy named Shredder and the Foot Clan. So it's really an important movie for everyone to see. So they live in the sewers below New York City. And as they live there, Shredder and his men, you know, they're ravaging New York City with crime and all these things. And so Splinter tells the turtles that their destiny, and if you, the turtles are, they can talk and walk, and they're ninjas, if you, for those of you that don't know. And you don't have little house turtles running around. That would be weird. But so these ninja turtles, they're told that they have a destiny. And this destiny is to protect New York City. And now when we think about destiny, there's a couple different ways you can think about destiny. One way is to think of your destiny as something that's preset and unchangeable. In fact, there's even a god of destiny, Meni or Moros, and he's considered one of the most powerful gods that there is because all the other gods are subject to him and to his destiny. Now, in Isaiah 65, the Israelites are being condemned by God because they're worshiping the god named Destiny. It says there, "But because the rest of you have forsaken the Lord and have forgotten his temple, and because you have prepared feasts to honor the god of fate and have offered mixed wine to the god of destiny, now I will destine you for the sword. All of you will bow down before the executioner." That's what Isaiah says. Now, I think that many people have succumbed to this idea of our destiny is set. Whatever road we're on in life, that's just the way it's going to be. And I think that people think the same thing about church sometimes, that you're in the same rut, you're in the same thing, it's going to be the same thing all the time. But I want to look at something, a different side of destiny, because I don't believe that's the side of destiny that we're really needing to grasp and hold on to. If we look destiny as more of a calling, more of where our hearts are to be set. You know, our individual destinies are set by when we choose to follow Christ or not. Our eternal destiny is set by that decision. And that's the eternal destiny that God's calling everyone to. Even those that do not believe, God is still calling them to that destiny. He still wants them to become followers of Christ. Now, not all people will become followers of Christ, of course, but we're all given the opportunity to accept that destiny or not. If we think about the same thing when we're thinking about a church, as a church, what's our calling? What's our destiny as a church? Now, some people will look specifically at our church, and we're going to get a little specific today, and say, Hayes Christian Church is destined to remain a small, tiny church in a big town of Hayes. And some people will say, it doesn't matter what happens, that's always what we're going to be. We're always going to be a small church. We're always going to be in a big city. We've always struggled a little bit financially, and we're going to continue to struggle financially. And that's how we're going to stay. That's our destiny as a church. And if that's what you think, I want to challenge you a little bit to that today. Now, I'm not saying that our church is going to become the biggest in town, nor do I think that's a good goal to have, to become the biggest. It doesn't have to have the biggest budget in order to be effective. What our church needs to have is a biblically grounded base of people who are teaching the things out of the New Testament, who are doing the things that the New Testament church did. Now, in the New Testament, when Christianity began, Christianity, those that followed Christ, were persecuted. At times, it was illegal to become a Christian. It was hard for people to convert to become a Christian because they had grown up all their lives under Judaism. And so to become a Christian meant to basically set aside all of their parents' teaching is how their parents viewed it. They didn't see the coming of the Messiah as a fulfillment of the Judaism. But they set aside those things, and it was a cultural burden to publicly convert. Now, they didn't have buildings at that time. They didn't have paid ministers at that time. They shared their belongings together because that was the only way they could survive. But what they were passionate about, what is clear if you read especially the book of Acts, what they are passionate about is sharing their faith. They knew that the message of the gospel, of what Jesus had done, was so important, so critical, that it had to be shared at all costs. Now, if we look at our church today, there's some things that are similar to the church of the first century. For example, we celebrate communion every week, which is what they did in the first century. We share our resources with one another. We have teaching from God's Word. But what I think that we are lacking as a church, specifically, is a passion and a drive to reach the unchurched people. God's plan of discipleship begins and ends with the church. God has put the church into place to reach people with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then to help people become more and more like Jesus. Now, that plan of discipleship, which is just a fancy word of saying becoming more like Jesus, begins with sharing our faith with other people. And so my question for you is, when was the last time you shared your faith with someone? When was the last time you invited someone to church? When was the last time you invited someone to a family fun night? Did you invite anyone to the last big day that we had? Did you invite anyone to VBS? See, the thing about evangelism, and that's another big word that just means sharing the good news of the gospel of message of Jesus Christ, is that it's all of our responsibilities. It's not just mine. It's not just the guy at the end of your rows. It's all of our responsibilities. And the fact is, I don't think we're doing a very good job right now reaching the people in Hayes, Kansas. I just don't think we're doing as much as we could and being effective as we could. I think that if our church closed its doors tomorrow, most people in the community would not even notice that we were closed, would not even notice that we're gone. And that, to me, is a problem. Because Jesus says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Father, your Heavenly Father." Now, are we being the light on the hill for Hayes, Kansas? Now, I think we do a lot of good things as a church. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a bashing the church day. This is an encouragement day, a drive of putting out a vision for the future. Where we lack is sharing the good news of the gospel with people in our community. Now, as you know, we support 7 missions on a regular basis. And last year, 25% of our budget went to those 7 missions. 25%. And that's just counting our monthly commitment. That doesn't count the designated giving. But supporting missions and supporting outreach and supporting evangelism and supporting that passion and having that passion and drive to reach people has to be more than just our checkbooks. It has to be more than supporting missions all the way around the world. Now, 3 of our missions support ministries in Kansas. We have the Community Assistance Center, the Ellis County Ministerial Alliance, which helps the transients and those in need, and then Lakeview Christian Camp. And those are all important ministries, and I know many of you are involved in those ministries. And that's a good thing. Our ministries and our service and our passion to reach people shouldn't be limited to only what our church is doing. But as a church, we need to be more active in reaching people. We have had several meetings over the past couple of years about ways we can evangelize more effectively and reach more people effectively. And the problem is, we've had a lot of good meetings about how we can reach more people. And we haven't put those things into practice. For example, we had a great idea to provide a vehicle service for those that can't afford it, for single moms or for those with low incomes. And it was going to be a winterizing your vehicle day or something like that. And I have no idea what that entails. I drive my car in the winter, and that's about as winterized as it gets. But there's some of you that know what that entails and knows that it's important to do. And you're the kind of guys that pick me up on the side of the road when my car breaks down. But those, yeah, I know, raise your hand, Larry. All right. But my question is, we have all these ideas, but who's going to step up and organize them? Who's going to step up and lead them? There's a core group of individuals that are leading the ministries here at church and that are volunteering all the time. And we need more than just a handful of people to reach this community. Because, guys, there are souls at stake. There are people in Hayes who need to know the message of the gospel. And if they don't hear that message of the gospel from us, who will they hear it from? As your pastor, I want to pledge to you that when you invite your friends to church, that we are trying to do the best that we can with what we have, providing as excellent a service as we can. I don't try to phone my sermons in. We try to do the best music that we can. We try to have the best media that we can, the best sound, all of that stuff. We try to do the best we can. We try to make sure that there's a greeter at the door to welcome your friends. And, you know, we're going to try to make some building improvements to help it become more welcoming and appealing. A couple other things like this paneling that you see behind me. Hopefully that will be gone by the end of the year. We're going to try to get that replaced and sheetrocked and looking really nice. I'd like to see maybe put a new sign up that we could have that would advertise that this is a church. Because I say to people, I say, Hayes Christian Church, and they say, where is that? I said, 22nd and Marshall. They said, well, we drive by that all the time. We don't know what it is. I said, oh, it's a little stone building. Oh, a little stone building. They don't know that it's even a church because the sign is so small. So maybe that's something that we can look at. But these are just little things. And a new sign and new sheetrock are not going to revitalize the church. Don't get me wrong. I'm not thinking, oh, well, we put sheetrock up. That'll bring people in. Okay? But it's something that works together in the whole plan of revitalizing the church. Our church attendance is stagnant right now. It's not going up, it's not going down. It's just right there. And we can't survive that way very long. Now, we could propose all different kinds of things and give you all sorts of reasons why the attendance is staying where it's at and not going up and not going down. But one of the reasons is we're not making sharing our faith a priority. We're not out there reaching the community. I want our church to be known as a church that is active in the community. And if we shut our doors for whatever reason, I want people to notice that that happened because we were making an impact. We were doing something. We were serving people. And we were reaching people with the message of the gospel because that's what it's all about. Rick Warren says that there's five purposes of a church: worship, discipleship, fellowship, service, and evangelism. I think we're doing pretty good, especially in discipleship, with our Sunday school classes and our small groups. And fellowship, we do really well at fellowship, don't we? My stomach says yes. But the other areas, we need improvement. And the most important improvement that we need to make that will revitalize this congregation is the evangelism. Now, I want to spend the next 18 months, a year and a half, from now until the end of 2015, and really focus on evangelizing and sharing the message of the gospel and becoming more outreach-focused. I want us to think about the unchurched person in Hayes, Kansas, and how are we going to be a light to them in the next year and a half, in the next 18 months. I want each of us to commit to praying about how we can help the church reach the unchurched person in Hayes, Kansas. Because I believe that's part of our destiny. Part of our destiny is to reach the unchurched. And that's what the early church did. They reached those that did not know about Jesus. And that's what we need to get back to. Now, part of reaching out will be through advertising and promotion and things like that. But the biggest key to outreach and evangelism is the personal evangelism that each of you do with your friends and with your family. How are you going to reach your friends and family with the message of the gospel? I've invited my neighbor a few times to church, and he never comes, never has shown up. And I could get discouraged that they haven't shown up, but I don't. I just keep asking him, keep bringing it up. Not every time that we ask someone, will they come? But we need to put that out there. Now we're going to try to make some changes to the facility, and we've talked about different things. But what's really going to matter is each of us going out to our friends and to our family and looking at the things in this community, finding the needs in the community, and finding out how we can reach them with the message of the gospel. It does no good to have guests come if we're not all on the same page. If we're not all in as far as reaching new people with Christ, it doesn't do any good to get new people in the door. Because we all have to be on the same page. We all have to be thinking about how can we help people grow in Christ? And that first step is following Jesus. How can we help people make that first step? And then how can we help them continue to become more and more like Jesus? We all have that responsibility, and that is truly our destiny. That's what God calls us to, both individually and as a church. So I want you to be in prayer over the next couple of weeks about how you can join this movement that we have of reaching people in Hayes in 2015. Then I want you to do something about it. I'm going on vacation in a few minutes. But while I'm gone, you have homework. I want you to be thinking about how you can personally get involved in reaching a different person, whether it's an individual or a group of people, in Hayes, Kansas, with the message of the gospel. I want to come back and hear ideas, but I want to hear not just ideas, I want to hear plans. I want to hear the beginning of the plans. How can we set up this work day to help people on their cars? How can we reach out to a group of school kids that don't have shoes to wear in the wintertime? How can we do these things? And so maybe you could be the person that puts that plan together. You don't have to be an elected board member to do that. You don't have to be an overseer or a deacon. But come up with a plan and let's talk it over. And let's really work together on how we can reach out. Every single person in Hayes deserves to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And we need to take responsibility for reaching that. Our church depends on our willingness to reach out to new people. And the gospel depends on people coming back to Christ. Over these next 18 months, I want to see us grow, but not necessarily numerically, though that would be great. I want us to grow in our passion, and I want us to grow in our fervor for the gospel. I want us to have a renewed desire to reach people with the message of the gospel, a revitalized passion for the unchurched man and woman and child in Hayes. How will we be God's light in Hayes, Kansas? We all have to take responsibility for that. We have all been called to be the light in this city where we are at right now because there's people that don't know Jesus. I hope and pray that you will rally around this call and revitalization to reach out to people because I want to see our church become a force to be reckoned with. I want us to be a church that is active in reaching people and baptizing new people, coming to Christ, like the early church did. Peter preached and 3,000 were baptized. There's impact in the power of the Spirit. It's exciting to be in a church where people have a passion for Christ And I believe that we all have a passion for Christ. We just need reminding. And we need to be energized and reminded that, hey, you know what? We're not here just for ourselves. We're here to reach out to other people. So how are we going to reach out to the community? I can't wait to hear your ideas, because I'm excited at the possibility and the destiny that we have of joining together and making an impact for the kingdom in Hayes, Kansas. Will you pray with me? God, I thank you that you never change. I thank you that you have given us the message of the gospel and have given us Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins. I pray, Lord, that as we start intentionally thinking about how we will reach those in Hayes, that your Spirit would come upon us and give us vision and give us guidance and give us direction on how you want us to work with you to reach people. I pray that you will give us the passion and the energy that we need for this most important task of reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the Donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111 Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.